Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Red Sox are in great shape. Right now, the Red Sox have an outstanding group of position players. You could argue, certainly, that they have a surplus in the outfield DH spots, and Duran could be the odd man out in that equation. At the same time, Jarren Duran has 3+ years of service remaining, or club control remaining. You don't want to trade him for a rental, obviously. It's going to be really interesting to see how they play this, because they are a team that, frankly, might be in the World Series if they make the right moves here. They have a ton of talent. They've got a really intriguing, exciting club, and they've come on a good deal in recent weeks.
Time now for the Christian Arcan Show.
Yo, it's Arcan
on WEEI.
Good evening. Welcome in. It's the Christian Arcan Show, WEEI. We are Boston Sports Original, and we're coming to you live in our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. Nice to have you with us here tonight on a Thursday, the 17th of July. Lots to get to, despite it being one of the... We don't even have the ESPYs tonight. We got nothing. It is till tomorrow with the Red Sox, but we have a lot of Red Sox.
The Celtics-Lakers rivalry is back.
That's true.
In Summer League.
I guess. if that's something that pops your cork. Bunch of guys you never heard of before wearing Celtics and Lakers jerseys playing each other.
The big matchup, Jordan Walsh versus Bronny James.
Pretty exciting there. There is not much in terms of all of that, even if you were hoping to see a little bit of Caitlin Clark in the WNBA All-Star Game. Won't be seeing that either. We do have some reaction to the ESPYs last night. Some of the awards that were given out, and of course the monologue from Shane Gillis, which we'll get to as well. We will have to talk about what happened last night at the Coldplay show, because I mean, I've not seen a story like that get this kind of traction this quickly and take off this fast in a while. And I have a theory. I have a theory as to why this whole thing has taken off the way that it has. And some of you are really not going to like it. I'm just going to tell you right now. This is the type of theory that I feel like is going to alienate some of my audience. But I will get to it later on in the show. In the meantime, there have been some bold predictions made over at CBS Sports about the Red Sox and the trade deadline. That was a bold prediction right there from Ken Rosenthal about them potentially being a World Series team. Bold predictions all over the place. Joe Braverman, I can't believe he even played that cut because he's so upset by the idea of people thinking the Red Sox are a World Series team. He was just tearing his hair out the other day when anyone even bothered to suggest that. But that will be one of many when it comes to the hot takes and bold predictions that are being thrown around about this team in the second half at CBS and other places. And we're going to talk a lot of Patriots tonight as well, because last night was Celtics and Bruins. We had the Dongs on Tuesday, or Monday, I guess. All-Star game on Tuesday. Haven't had a lot of time to talk Patriots. We will do that. Today, Tom King's going to join the show at 7:30 from the Nashua Telegraph, the oldest man in the world. Been covering the Patriots since they wore leather helmets. So looking forward to that as well. And we'll have all the normal stuff. Arcan Fire at 9:30. We'll have Clickbait at 9:45. Although I will say, we are still not sure what clickbait is going to be yet. We've thrown a couple of ideas in the ring. We have not settled on one yet. So clickbait could be something that maybe we crowdsource. All right, because I click on anything but I didn't want to save Coldplay for clickbait. I felt like it deserved its own standalone segment. So we'll see. We'll see what happens at 9:45. Right now, that book is unwritten. Anyways, let's get to some Red Sox rumors, because there are some interesting ones floating around right now, including a whole piece on this from Chris Cotillo that I wanted to touch on a little bit, because these deadline rumors have become wide-ranging. We're talking about pitchers. We're talking about position players. We're talking about contending teams. We're talking about bottom-feeding teams. It's all over the place. There's really no, aside from a couple of truths about it, which is, yeah, they need help in the starting rotation, which they, who doesn't need that every single year? There's not one team in the world that doesn't need that. So, oh, boy. Oh, this can't be real, is it? Stiz just texted me something.
I had it verified from Thomas right next to me and from Stiz.
And they both know that this is real? How do you both know it's real?
They tell me that it's a true statement.
Okay, but how do they know that? Just, I need some verification
here.
I can't just be like, yeah, okay, Stiz and Thomas both said it's real. How do they know it's real? What outlet other than this Twitter account, which I don't know who this is? Who's Valtina? This doesn't look real.
We will work on verifying that for
please,
you.
Please, before I read this, this does need to be verified before I just announce this on the air. I don't want to get sports talk ball sacked or whatever. That's not something I feel like going through tonight, especially on a topic like that one. At any rate, what are we talking about? Back to the Red Sox.
Cotillo's article.
You yes,
do
right.
that. We'll focus on.
Yes,
back
you guys
here.
Worry. Yeah, back in the newsroom over there. You guys worry about that. Chris Cotillo at Mass Live is talking about how the All-Star break is basically over, and in just 2 weeks, the MLB trade deadline will be upon us, and that will change in the coming weeks, with front offices now able to focus their attention solely on those deals. Cotillo writes, Red Sox Chief Baseball Officer Craig Breslow should be busy in the next 14 days. And after a 10-game win streak vaulted Boston to contender status, it's seen as a lock now that Breslow will buy. Here's what we're hearing, broken down into five ways Breslow might deal in the next 2 weeks at this point. Point number one, rotation remains the biggest need. Knew that already? Not to, you know, say to Cotillo we already knew that, but that is a truth that has not changed. Let's put it that way. Cotillo says Breslow, similarly to how he approached the winter, has preached the importance of adding an impact starter before the 31st. Anyone who has an expectation that a number two option is a guarantee should reset their expectations, however. Don't love that. The Red Sox think that the trio of Garrett Crochet, Brian Bello, and Lucas Giolito is playoff caliber, especially after Bello and Giolito showed they can dominate for a prolonged stretch. Therefore, any type of rotation add is on the table, especially in the wake of Hunter Dobbins' season-ending ACL injury. A high-value running mate for Crochet. Hold on, before we even advance with this. The Red Sox think that their trio of Crochet, Bello, and Giolito is playoff caliber. Joe Braverman, what do you think about that statement? Because I have some thoughts.
I mean, they can be, but let's not put all our eggs into that basket because, you know, Lucas Giolito, yeah, he's had a sensational start, but I don't think anyone expects him to be sensational in the second half, especially with a long season after major surgery, and Brian Bello hasn't really proved it. I mean, he's been great, but it's more Giolito than Bello. I don't know if you can...
Crochet hasn't proved it either, by the way, just to close the door on all three of these guys.
True,
like Crochet has not proven
first
he can do this all year. Right, yeah.
Right. I would just say that, like, can? Yes. Money in the bank guarantee on that? I'd say no.
I don't like this type of language. Now, Cotillo does not say, according to a source within the organization, the Red Sox think this, okay? It's not sourced, all right? There's not a, and it's not to say I think he just threw it in there. I'm sure he talked to somebody. But this may not be something, an opinion that's shared by everyone, I guess is my point. This may not be the united front opinion of the organization. There may be some people who think this, Bailey, whoever else. You know, guys who want to take credit for the fact that the team's pitching well right now, sure. They'll go out there and say, yeah, these guys are playoff caliber, and I coach them up to that. I get that. Fine. But that may not be something that's a universal belief in that organization. Just a thought. No inside information here. I'm just sort of based off of the way Cotillo wrote it. That's what I'm choosing to believe. Especially after Bello and Giolito show that they can dominate for a prolonged stretch. Any type of rotation add is on the table, especially in the wake of Dobbins and his season-ending ACL surgery. That sounds like they're going to go try and replace Hunter Dobbins, which they should. I mean, listen, they should try and replace Hunter Dobbins. I don't know that that should be the prime focus of the trade deadline. If that's something you want to address at the trade deadline, okay. I think we're all okay with the idea of it being Fitz or someone, you know? Like, I don't think that that's something that you look at and go, okay, which big-time prospect are we going to have to deal in order to replace the Hunter Dobbins? Which everyday player are we going to have to throw into a day? It's not going to be, you know, I just don't think that would be the case. If you're talking about getting a legitimate running mate for Crochet, which Cotillo goes on to say, the asking price will be insane. It'll be much more than just Jaren Duran. The guess here is that the Red Sox, while willing to push for controllable options, instead find the market to be prohibitive and push for a high-floor rental. With Crochet, Bayo, Giolito most likely, Dobbins, Fitz, Houck, and Kyle Harrison all controlled past this year, the Red Sox don't have to rush into another long-term rotation ad, which he's right from a money perspective, and he's right from a contract perspective, but is he right, and is this something the team is right about from a talent and ability perspective? That's the question, and that's what they're going to have to wrestle with here. Because, yeah, you do need help in that rotation, but if you keep talking yourself out of adding anybody and giving a million reasons, and it's just not the team doing it, but I don't think Cotillo is just coming up with this out of nowhere. You know, I don't think that they're, you know, Crochet, Bayo, Giolito, Dobbins, Fitz, we got all these guys. They're all locked up. We have all these people here, and we don't have to worry about, you know, the expiring contracts. So, yeah, you know, everything's actually kind of okay in the rotation. And if we don't get a perfect deal that we really feel like we won, then we don't have to actually make one. And that's what I'm afraid of. Because I know that there's been deadlines in the past where that was absolutely the case, and it only ever happens when they're trying to be buyers. It only ever happens when they're in a buying type of mood. When they're sellers, when they're blowing up the team, it whatever if we win the trade. Get this money off the books. Let's see what we can do. It just let's make sure that, you know, our books are right at the end of it. All right? Let's make sure this team in San Francisco is taking every last cent of that Rafael Devers contract. Let's make sure when we're blowing up the rotation in 2014, we're getting everybody out of here. You know, like it's not, there's a different mindset when it comes to that. And I know that was a different regime, but you know what I mean? It's much, much different when you're blowing the team up and selling than it is when you're trying to buy. It's just a completely different mentality. It's a different way of negotiating. All of it's different.
Right. When a championship window opens, you're not just going to take a year off in that window, like what might be suggested here.
Cotillo goes on to say, lucky for Breslow, there's talent to be found in the rental market. From Arizona's Zach Gallen and Merrill Kelly, Kansas City's Seth Lugo, Baltimore's Charlie Morton. Please. Please don't make it be Charlie Morton. Please don't get us all excited with promises about adding to the rotation and making the rotation really good and then go out and trade for Charlie Morton. Can you please just not do that? I don't mind if you trade for Charlie Morton and do something else and also trade for Daniel Cabrera and also trade for Joe Ryan.
I don't like it.
Or even Gallen and Kelly, who I'm not wild about. I mean, I feel like, you know, the D-backs are sort of they're a team that I thought was going to be much better this year. Let me put it to you that way. Seth Lugo, that'd be a good rental to make. I'd be okay with that. Charlie Morton, I mean, he's 100 years old. He's older than Tom King. Andrew Haney could help the group from Pittsburgh while not breaking the bank. Fun to speculate on controllable options like Ryan, Sandy Alcantara, pass. Mitch Keller would. Edward Cabrera definitely would. I'm talking about trade for them, by the way. But look no further than the Crochet situation to see how these things play out. Sellers are smart to keep those guys into the winter and then create a bidding war. See, I disagree with that. I disagree with that idea. I think if you are a seller, then at the trade deadline is where you really put the screws to teams. That's when you really get them and bend them to your will. And if you have control and you don't need to trade them, then you wait for that Godfather deal. But those tend to happen more at the deadline, I feel like, than they do in the offseason. I think that's when teams are more desperate. They get more desperate at the deadline. The asks are much bigger. We were just hearing the other day, I forget where I read this, but they tried to trade for Crochet last year at the deadline.
I remember hearing the same thing.
The asking price was Meyer and Anthony. I mean, that's what Chicago was asking for. Because at the deadline, you can ask for crazy things. People are desperate. It's the deadline. And they didn't have to trade Crochet. So they could ask for what really anything they wanted to. And that's why it's a different dynamic when you're a buyer at the deadline as opposed to in the offseason or when you're a seller. It's just, it's completely a different way of looking at it.
I was going to say that ever since they added that extra wild card team, which adds more incentive to teams who might be on the edge of buying and selling, it makes it more of a seller's market because so many teams are going to want to buy. That increases that number versus however many teams are definite sellers.
Yeah.
Like you and me, like probably think that the two right off the bat are probably the Athletics and the White Sox. Probably add on the Marlins as well. Other than that, there's no real guarantee of like who's going to be a seller.
True. It's a lot of teams think they're still in it. A lot of teams think that they're still technically alive. Not enough to go and make trades and add to their team at the deadline, but enough that they're not going to trade away their best starting pitcher or a cost-controlled starting pitcher that they have in their rotation who's maybe, you know, a three or a four guy, but he's young and gives them innings and, you know, that type of thing. It's just, it's not going to happen. That's way too valuable. And if you want to do that, you're going to have to pry it away from one of these teams. If that's what you're looking to do, if you're looking to trade for someone with control, you are going to have to pry it away from one of these bad teams or even one of these good teams. You know, depending on what they're looking for. You want a rental? Different story. And I'd be fine with them going out and getting Seth Lugo, who I don't believe is having a great year, but I think he's having an okay year, right, Seth Lugo? Seth Lugo is having a very good year, 6-5 with a 2.67 ERA. His whip is 108, and that's a lousy Royals team. So, you know, I mean, there's options out there. Am I getting too excited about something that may end up more realistically being Charlie Morton and the bullpen arm? Maybe. I mean, that's very possible. We are talking about the Boston Red Sox here, after all. We are talking about Craig Breslow, after all, who had a pretty lackluster trade deadline last year. They needed help in the starting rotation. He went out and got James Paxton. This year, he's trying to go even older. Charlie Morton's older than James Paxton. Charlie Morton could be James Paxton's grandfather, and James Paxton's old. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. That's the voice of Joe Braverman. He's going to get you caught up on what's trending. When we come back, we'll get your phone calls and 630 headlines.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. It's one more off day for Major League Baseball before the season resumes tomorrow. The Red Sox will return to action at Wrigley Field tomorrow afternoon to begin a three-game series against the Chicago Cubs. First pitch is scheduled for 2:20. Will Fleming and Mike Monaco have coverage for you right here on 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Lucas Giolito will start for the Sox opposite Colin Ray for the Cubbies. Joe Weil will have coverage of the Mass Mutual pregame show at 1:20. Mass Mutual Insurance, Planning, Investments. The Celtics Summer League team will resume tonight from Salt Lake City. They're taking on the LA Lakers. Tip-off is at 9 o'clock. Also in the NBA, Damian Lillard is returning to the Portland Trail Blazers on a 3-year, $42 million deal. First reported by Shams Charania, the deal is expected to include a player option for 2027 and a no-trade clause. Dame is expected to miss all of next season with a ruptured Achilles. In the NFL, the Steelers and pass rusher T.J. Watt have agreed to a 3-year, $123 million extension that includes $103 million fully guaranteed. The $41 million per year makes Watt the highest-paid non-quarterback in the NFL. The Revolution are now winless in their last 7 matches after falling in New York to the Red Bulls last night 5-3. They'll be back at Gillette Stadium on Saturday, taking on Orlando City SC at 7:30. And after round one of the Open Championship from Royal Portrush in Northern Ireland, 5 players are tied for first with a first-round 4-under par. That includes recent U.S. Open champ Matt Fitzpatrick. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. I'm Joe Braverman, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Back here, Christian Arcand Show, WEEI, 617-779-7937 is your phone number. We'll get to your 630 headlines in just a moment. First, let's go to the phones. Steve is in Fall River. Hi, Steve. Hi, Steve. Okay, Steve, you snooze, you lose. I'm going to pop you on hold, and we'll try David in the car. Hello, David.
Hey, good afternoon. I can hope all is well.
Yes,
so
hi, David.
I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, does the Red Sox, do they regret not signing Schwarber? Because, the more I see this guy play, and the type of person he was when he loved being here, he would have been the perfect face for the franchise of the Red Sox. And until this day, I cannot forgive that they didn't keep him.
David, I'll tell you, I said this last night. There's one main reason why they didn't keep Kyle Schwarber, and that is that they figured Tristan Cassis was the first baseman of the future and that he was going to be better than Kyle Schwarber by now. I believe that's what they thought. Kyle Schwarber was not always what he is now either, by the way. There was a stretch where he was not hitting very well for average. Like, he had power still, but he was hitting like 220 or 215. Like,
he was also real injury prone, too.
Right, yeah. You know, he was injured when they traded for him the first time, but that was part of it. He helped power them to the ALCS, and they looked at him as the type of asset that they could be comfortable moving on from simply because they had what they believed to be the first baseman of the future and Tristan Cassis coming up through the system, and he was just about ready to debut in the majors. So I think that's really what it was. That was the main reason. That was the main reason why they decided that Kyle Schwarber was expendable and not worth going that extra mile for. And obviously, that looks like a terrible decision in retrospect. But at the time, I could see why it was thought of that way. That's the way people are with prospects. That's the way we are with these prospects right now. Like, you know, Marcelo Meyer and Roman Anthony, we all think and hope are going to be really good. And I think that they all will be. But I thought the same thing about Tristan Cassis 4 years ago, 5 years ago. I thought he was going to be the future of this team. I thought he was going to be a cornerstone guy on this team, even as recently as like 2 years ago when he had that breakout season. It changes. Things change quick in this league. So that's the reason why. Schwarber, I mean, listen, that's a big time woulda, coulda, shoulda. At the time, it made sense. In retrospect, it was a bad move. Absolutely. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Steve in Fall River. Again, Steve, take two.
Imagine that on my 20-something thousandth call, I had myself on mute. So we all can make errors, if you could believe that.
If we could all be so lucky.
These national guys are out of their mind. I'm the biggest pro Red Sox on this medium, New England Sports Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm, you are.
But the part that really gets me, one, to just make an overall arching thing and saying their World Series competition, but then to make the case for the big three by saying Giolito and Bayo have done something prolonged, like, hello, I wouldn't call 4 or 5 games prolonged. I mean,
what would you call it prolonged then? Because it's really more like 6 or 7.
I'm still not calling that prolonged. I need a couple of. I need, you know, 3, 2, 3, 4 months. I mean, prolonged is could be just a blip.
Yeah,
you can't call that prolonged. So what they've done, and they've set up, they're trying to set us up here in New England, is they made one assumption, World Series contender, on top of another assumption about our pitching staff, and it's got everybody revved up that they have to make this big trade. You already said the trade they turned down last year, completely insane, to trade two really good players for a guy you got in the offseason. We have to agree that as a buyer, you're going to generally overpay at the deadline. Can we agree on that?
Absolutely. Absolutely, and I'm prepared for the Red Sox to have to do that, and I expect them to do that.
All right, well, guess what? I'm going to defer. I don't generally defer, but I have to defer to what they've done because they have, on their own, against all the criticism, put themselves in this position by sticking to a plan. And I'm sorry if no one wants to fess up to the fact they didn't like the plan except me. And I get put on double secret probation, and people want to hang up on me. But give these people their space. They know what they're doing.
All right. Thanks, Steve. And I assure you, us wanting to hang up on you has nothing to do with anything you were just talking about. Just kidding, Steve. Love you, buddy. Call back anytime, of course. There's some things I want to touch on with that, but we'll get back to the Red Sox in a minute. Right now, let's get to our 6:30 headlines.
This is 6:30 Headlines.
All right, and some big headlines today, including one that broke not too long ago during the WEEI afternoon show. I heard Dan Ball on the breaking news, and that was that Damian Lillard has reached a 3-year deal to return to Portland and play with the Trailblazers, which I heard that, and I said, what? What? I was shocked. I was shocked, first of all, that Portland wanted him, and I was really shocked that he would want to go back there. I think this is only a move that you make if you are planning to retire. This, to me, screams a guy who wanted to retire in a Portland Trail Blazers uniform. That's sort of what I get with this. You remember when Iverson went back to the Sixers really late in his career? Iverson, who...
Man, he was like a shell of himself.
I mean, he was a shell of himself in Memphis and sort of in Denver, too, at the end. He was good with Carmelo those first couple years in Denver, Iverson was, but he fell off pretty quick out there. And then he goes to the Grizzlies, and then he was on the Sixers at the end. And I remember him being like, you know, when the Sixers called, I couldn't refuse. And it's sort of like, all right, it's because you knew you wanted to retire soon and you wanted to retire in Philly. And this strikes me anyway as a guy who's planning on retiring. If he gets a year out of that in Portland where he can go out and, you know, wave to the crowd one more time, then that I think would be surprising. But Portland, why else would they do this? It's not like he's the type of guy that you can trade to another team now, you know, like
because
he's going to be out for the whole year.
Because the deal has a no trade clause. That's another thing to keep in mind. It's
right.
3 years, 42 mil, but year one, probably going to miss it. Year two, I would say he plays. I don't know how great it is or whatever, but he will play in some capacity. That third year could be a player option. And the deal, as I just said, also has a no trade clause.
Mm-hmm.
So by that third year, he could decline that player option and be like, you know what? That's it for me. I'm about to retire.
Yep. I think that's what's happening here. Pretty good career for Dame Lillard. Not a great one, but a pretty good one. He'll be a, I don't know if he'll be a Hall of Famer. He probably won't be.
I mean, he was named on the most recent list they did, 75 greatest players. He was on that list.
Was he?
Yeah. So I feel like if you're on that list, that pretty much automatically puts you in the Hall of Fame.
Okay. Who makes that list?
Well, that was a bunch of years ago when it was like the 75th season.
And the 75th anniversary.
Yeah,
team,
like the 75th anniversary. So I'm pretty sure it was like
rookie
writers,
of the year,
players.
9-time All-Star, 7-time All-NBA. That's pretty, I mean, that's a lot. How many times was he first team All-NBA? Once ever. All the other time he was second team 4 times, third team once. Comeback player of the year. He finished in the top 10, finished in the top 10 in MVP, top 5 in MVP. In 2017, 2018, great, great player. I mean, listen, Dame Lillard is a great player. Did he have a great career? I don't know. He had some great moments, that's for sure. That three that he hit right in Russell Westbrook's face and then waved goodbye to the Thunder, that was one of the all-time badass NBA playoff moments of that whole era. Of that whole, you know, James Harden, Splash Brothers, LeBron, and all that. Like, that was... That was a moment for sure. Lillard established himself
that with season. That. I'm pretty sure was the only time he made the conference finals.
Yeah,
and it's a shame that he was stuck in Portland. I mean, he grew up in Oakland, so right. It's close to Portland. But just imagine what he could have been like if he went to the Bucks and teamed up with Giannis years before.
Maybe, but he goes to Milwaukee at age 33, teams up with Giannis, doesn't have a major drop off. You know, I mean, he had some years in Portland where he was only averaging about 24 points per game. He has two seasons right around 24, 25 points with seven assists and, you know, playing at an all-star level. And that team did not get better with him. That team did not. That duo of him and Giannis, I mean, on paper and in theory, it was a great, great duo. It was a great combination. But in practice, it just wasn't really ever what they expected it to be. And I think that probably means the end for Dame Lillard. It's just a guess, and if he plays, you know, 5-10 more years, then I'll certainly eat my words. But I don't think you go back to a team like the Portland Trailblazers unless you're trying to set up some kind of, you know, farewell reunion type of tour type of thing. That's what it comes off as to me. All right, next headline. And that would be in the NFL, where T.J. Watt has been made the highest-paid non-quarterback in NFL history, again. Okay, he agreed to a three-year, $123 million extension with the Steelers today. The deil comes with $108 million fully guaranteed, $41 million average per year, and that tops the $40 million that was given to Myles Garrett earlier in the offseason. And, you know, I mean, for a guy who made it clear that he wasn't super happy in Pittsburgh and he wasn't happy with his contract, even though it was an all-time great contract. It seemed like he was disgruntled, and it seemed like him and Pittsburgh were headed for a divorce, and that's clearly not happening. Pittsburgh going out there and locking him up, along with adding Aaron Rodgers and, you know, doing some other things this year. I wonder if this T.J. Watt news is sort of a, I don't know, part of like an arms race now with these other stud defenders, these defensive player of the year types, you know, your Myles Garrett, your guys like that. The value on those guys seems to just keep going up. And I'm wondering if there's ever going to be a point where people are like, okay, you know, there's T.J. Watt, but can we get a T.J. Watt-like player for less? Just, nope, it keeps going up and up and up and up and up, even at age 32. And he's a part of that franchise now, you know? I mean, like, he's become this this big face there. But it's the NFL. It's not like that really ever matters. Once you stop being useful, then you're done. And T.J. Watt's still obviously very useful. But, yeah, to see him, what do you have, 12 sacks last year? Like, he's still out there producing. And I think that with, you know, with all the stuff that the Pittsburgh Steelers are going through right now, keeping him around was the right move. All right, there was also this in the NFL. Rashee Rice, who is arguably the number one target wide receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes, was sentenced to 30 days of jail time and 5 years probation for his role in a crash last year in Dallas. Rice pled guilty in district court to 2 third-degree felony charges, a collision involving serious bodily injury and racing on a highway causing bodily injury. A Dallas district court judge ruled that Rice can serve the jail time at any point during the 5-year probationary period. He received deferred adjudication, and the case will be dismissed if he completes the probation. So, yeah, it's a really, I mean, not that anyone should be or seem surprised by this. Off-season, NFL off-season, there's, you know, there's drama a lot of the time. And this was one of those things that you were sort of wondering, well, okay, when is this going to get dealt with? And now here it is. Rashee Rice, a guy who really had a golden ticket there, connecting with Patrick Mahomes and having an automatic ticket to the Super Bowl basically every single year. And a guy who just cannot stop sabotaging himself is what it looks like. And maybe just not a good guy. You know, it could be as simple as Rashee Rice, just simply not a good guy. All right, there you go. Also, Caitlin Clark. One more. And that is that Caitlin Clark is going to miss the entire All-Star Weekend in the WNBA, will not participate in any of the events. She suffered a right groin injury on Tuesday. I looked this up, and I think I heard Billy talking about it today. it's a right groin now. Last injury she missed time with was left groin. So now it's the whole groin, and that's not good. Clark has dealt with injuries much of the season, was named a starter and captain for the All-Star game last month, and was also announced to be a participant in the first three-point shootout of her career. And now she is not going to be there at all. She says, I'm incredibly sad and disappointed to say I can't participate. I have to rest my body. I will still be at Gainbridge Fieldhouse for all the action. I'm looking forward to helping Sandy coach our team to a win. The Sandy Brondello, that's the coach. She's going to be the coach for the Eastern Conference. And so there you go. She underwent imaging Wednesday to determine the extent, and she's missed the loss on Wednesday to the Liberty. She did play against Connecticut that game in Boston. So there you go. There's your headlines here at 630. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll continue with your phone calls. And CBS Sports had a bold prediction for the Boston Red Sox and also, tangentially, the Cleveland Guardians. We'll get into that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Jaren Durant, does he finish the season with the Red Sox?
I think so, but I think that the... You know, everyone knows that the Padres really love him. I mean, that's the
oh my god! Every day there's a new article about how much they love him.
Okay, he said this. This goes back to before last year. I will say this is that Jaren Duran, and I've had players say this. If they trade Jaren Duran, there's going to be damage control in that clubhouse.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
This isn't Devers.
Christian Arcan Show here at WEEI. I believe this is the first time I've ever rejoined or had a show where I've rejoined with the Dave Matthews song. And you may be surprised to hear this, as I am Hip Hop Arcan. Kind of like Dave Matthews. Reminds me of a time in my life where things were pretty good. When I was like a teenager, you know? This was a big... I didn't buy any Dave Matthews records or anything, or any CDs. He didn't buy their records. I didn't buy Dave Matthews CDs.
He didn't strike up the Victrola.
No, I did not. But I did, I was around people who were listening to this all the time. This song, Crash Into Me, Crush. Crush is a good song.
Everyone's got a band or an artist that they secretly like and don't want anyone to know about.
True. And it's not like I go see him when he's in town or anything like that. But Dave Matthews, not bad. Not bad. People wouldn't expect to hear me say that, but it's true. Anyway, what you just heard there was Bradfo, who was on the Rich Keefe. Do you remember the Rich Keefe Project? So the Rich Keefe Project was an old night show at another station, but that was it was sort of like what we had today. It was a little Rich Keefe Project. You had Billy in studio. You had Brad Foe in for a bunch. He sort of has this like roads. It's kind of like the old Big Show, if you think about it. This rotating group of guests coming in. And you just heard there Bradford saying that Jaren Duran, if he gets traded, that would cause more of a problem in that clubhouse than Rafael Devers getting traded ever did. And I was surprised to hear that. I was surprised to hear that there will be pushback in that clubhouse if you trade Jaren Duran. Now, I think that from a personality perspective, yeah, maybe they like Duran more than they like Devers. But there's also got to be some adults in that room, too, who at the very least can look at the roster and say, you know, Duran's great and he's my buddy and, you know, it's fun hanging out with him or whatever, you know, whatever they think. But something has to happen here with all these outfielders. We can't have five outfielders for the rest of the year. We can't just go into the second half like that and not address this in any possible way. And I guess the question then becomes, is Jaren Duran trading him? Is that going to cause as big of a stir as it would be if you traded Willier Abreu? Would the clubhouse be able to recover if you traded Abreu more so than you would Duran or Rafaela or whoever? I mean, Roman Anthony probably not. Although, I don't know. I don't know how well-liked any of these people really are. I'm not talking baseball here. I'm talking strictly in terms of chemistry and vibes because, listen, if you listen to half the people who talk about this team, more than that, 75% of them, they all tell you that it's really important that the chemistry and the vibes and all that stuff are in working order. And right now, it seems like they really, really are. And it seems like since Devers got traded, it really, really has been. However, despite all that, rumors of Jaren Duran getting traded persist, including on CBS Sports, where I just happened to notice they had Mike Axisa? Axisa? A-X-I-S-A? How do you say that? Axisa?
It could be Axia.
Axia? Maybe? Could be Mike Axia. I have no idea, as you can clearly tell. But Mike Axisa, whatever his name is, wrote this about a bold prediction for both your Boston Red Sox and your Cleveland Guardians. Prediction. The Guardians and the Red Sox will swap Emmanuel Class A for Jaren Duran. Okay. Mike X, whatever. Let's see what your reasoning is. And he writes, Boston has more good outfielders than outfield spots. True. And the Guardians can spare an end-of-game reliever. Also true. I will not predict a one-for-one trade, bold of you, but I will say there will be more pieces involved to even things out. But Class A for Duran will be the meat of it. Red Sox get a late-inning dominator and clear the way for a Roman Anthony, Sedan Rafael, a Willier Abreu outfield. The Guardians get 3.5 years of a power-speed threat who can play center field, which is exactly the kind of player they can never afford in free agency. Cleveland won't give Class A away. To trade him, they'll need to get multiple years of an all-around impact player, and that's Duran. Red Sox would upgrade the bullpen, which takes on increased importance in October, which is where they are headed. You guys on the Play Tessie podcast, Joe, you often do Who Says No?
Yes, sir.
Let's say that this is a one-for-one trade. I know he said that you'd have to throw other stuff in, but let's just avoid the other stuff for right now. Class A for Duran, Who Says No?
Oh, that's tough because, I mean, I would love to have Class A, but, like, if you add Class A, he's going to be your closer and Chapman's going to be your setup guy, which might work out great. But if you're asking legit one-for-one, I think, like, I would say that maybe Cleveland says no, just because obviously they're going to want to get more. But if you add, it depends on what more that they'll want. Like, I think
Chapman has better numbers than Class A.
Right, but if you can have Chapman as your eight and Class A as your save guy or your ninth inning guy in save opportunities, or you could flip flop the two for the season, I could see it working out. I don't know if I would do it right off the bat. Maybe I'd have to work it a little bit more. But if I were the Red Sox, I'd say yes to that.
Okay. I don't think it's a bad trade, and I like Class A a lot. Aroldis Chapman's having a far superior year to him, though. I mean, like, far superior. Class A right now is, he has 20 saves, a 2.91 ERA, 42 strikeouts, and a 1.22 whip, and that is in how many innings? In 43 innings. Aroldis Chapman this season in 38 innings. In 38 innings has 17 saves, a 1.18 ERA, a whip of .76 and 58 strikeouts. That's way more strikeouts and fewer innings, a way better whip, a way better ERA, not as many saves. I'll give you that. If you brought in Class A, that's your setup, man. That's your Chapman setup, man, I would think. And listen, there's been times this year where Alex Cora has used Chapman as an eighth-inning guy. So it's not like, you know, I'm not just going to sit here and say it's like Terry Francona in 2004, and this guy pitches the eighth, and this guy pitches the ninth, and it never changes, and that's the way it is. Like, clearly, Cora has already shown this year that he'd be willing to move guys around for when the situation dictates it. But I think that the way you would go about that is Class A is your eighth-inning guy and probably the best eighth-inning guy in the league.
I would
and Chapman continues to be your best closer in the league.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Like, for two reasons is why I like the deal. One, you have your back end set up because Justin Slayton's injury is still sort of a mystery out there. So you know that your eighth inning, ninth inning guy is going to be Class A and Chapman. That's one. Number two, looking at his contract, he's got a club option for the 2027 year. So if you make the trade, you have him at the minimum for a year and a half.
Okay. Class A has blown four saves this year. Aroldis Chapman has blown one. One blown save. And that was against Milwaukee, which I don't even remember. Was that he blew a save in that game? It was the game they lost 5-1 in 10 innings.
Gave up the Yelich grand slam.
That's right, the Yelich grand slam. I forgot about that. That's the one black mark on his season, honestly. That's it. Other than that, he's been incredible.
And also kind of similar.
I forgot about the Yelich grand slam.
Yeah, similar to what we were talking about with Giolito and Bayo, like, this has been Chapman's best year since, you know, we've said it's best year since 2016.
That's
and that was like 8 years ago when he was on the Yankees and then he went to the Cubs.
Mm-hmm.
But that 8 year span, it's been really up and down for him. And I guess, can you really be certain that Chapman is going to continue to be lights out? He could be, but here on July 17th, we can't say that's a fact.
Yeah. By the way, I just wanted to point this out here. Just to point out the very strident and strict vetting process we have here on the Christian Arcan show. As Stiz was leaving, he said, hey, he pointed at his phone and said, Arcan, hey, I just sent you something. I said, okay, Stiz. And I looked at it, and it is a statement, a written statement from the CEO of that company who was at the Coldplay concert last night. And I didn't even really read it. I just looked at it. And immediately I thought, why would this guy release a statement? why is this guy saying anything at all to anyone? What possible reason could he have to release a statement? And I immediately thought, this seems fake. And without looking at it, I said, if this is real, then we'll go with it. But then Thomas back there, he goes, yeah, it's real. Yeah, totally real. The statement, if you're seeing a statement from the guy, it's not a real statement, just so you know. And once again, the Arcan show vetting process wins again. I was right about that poor girl in South Carolina. I was 100% right about that. I said, we're not talking about this. This doesn't seem right. This doesn't pass the sniff test. And neither did that statement. We'll see. If this guy does release a statement, I'll be very interested in reading it. But that is not a real statement. If you see a statement floating around the internet right now, not a real thing. Just like that whole thing with the girl in South Carolina wasn't a real thing either. But, you know, sometimes a lie gets around the world before the truth has a chance to put its pants on.
It's what happens when we bring outsiders into the show.
Yes, that is true. Anyway, thank you. I understand. Stiz's heart was in the right place. And Thomas is a great co-signer. I'll give him that. Like, if you want someone to be like,
he's
hell
real
yeah,
convincing.
Man, he'll be like, hell yeah, dude. Yeah, man. Like, he's, you know, like, he's very encouraged. He's got that kind of energy, you know. But sometimes that kind of energy can have you co-signing a fake letter on the internet. And that's, you got to be aware. I'm a very skeptical person. I'm a naturally skeptical person. I think everything's fake.
Oh, you don't say.
I thought that golf video was fake. I'll tell you what. You know for sure that Coldplay video was not fake. Like those two. That was a genuine reaction right there. I can tell the difference between a reaction like that and what I thought was fake, like that golf video with the guy jumping off the green and getting thrown in the lake. Like, I thought it just that all seemed a little too much. That, what you saw at that Coldplay show, that was a genuine human reaction. You can't fake that. You know, there's certain types of things, even great actors. Like, you can't fake that. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We're going to talk some Patriots next hour. We're going to be joined by Tom King at 7:30. And Rob Gronkowski was on Good Morning Football, which I thought they canceled. I thought that show was not going to be a show anymore. But he was on with Good Morning Football on NFL Network and had some big thoughts, big thoughts for Gronk anyway about the upcoming Patriots season. We'll get to that with your phone calls next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.